Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Alex Smith.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with JP Finley.
What up, everybody? JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. If I sound a little rough, it's because I feel a little rough, but who did not look, feel anything rough today was Washington Redskins.
Yeah.
It is Sunday. They had their best practice we've seen so far, the most intensity. Alex Smith looked great. It was a really impressive session. We're in the big tent. Tandler's here. Pete has already talked, of course. Mitch is here, too. Hello, gentlemen.
What's up?
Hello.
What's up?
Everybody feeling rough?
Yeah, I would love to compare your what up everybody from day one to this what up everybody. It probably sounds like two different people. There's just not a lot of enthusiasm on this
We
one.
Ran into a gang of Redskins fans at Cheney Irish Bar in Richmond, and
things unfolded
for
just there. It was a wedding party of Redskins
wedding
fans.
Wedding party of Redskins fans.
I did not Chandler attend, wasn't there so my voice and demeanor are just fine.
Pete, golly, we got to work on your ability. Don't scream into the microphone.
NPR Come on, Pete. MVP. I'm working hard here.
Chuck Honey, Mount Rushmore, said, we need NPR Pete back.
Yeah, well, I need to do a podcast next to people who are napping because that's the only way I can talk like that.
All right. I have a number of things on my list. I took some notes today, Mitch.
Yeah, the
are
fact
you
that
impressed?
You have a list is good.
Your list yesterday off the crumpled up roster.
Yeah.
Today we got a
blue note card.
A blue note card, so things are looking up.
All right. Drum roll. We got a beer sponsor for the podcast party.
Oh, all right.
August 4th.
Bang.
August 4th, Matchbox, Short Pump.
Natty
be
Light,
there.
Natty That's Light, this Saturday. Light, hopefully.
Yeah, all right.
That's a week from
no,
yesterday.
Not a week
yesterday.
From anything. It's
Taylor
Saturday.
Is a little nerdy, but correct. It is this Saturday.
6 days away.
Yes. It's going to be wild. Do you know who the beer sponsor is?
I honestly am excited to find out.
Hardywood.
Let's freaking go.
Yeah, man. They make great beer. They're local.
Yo,
Richmond.
Awesome
what
local
is it
beer.
Again?
Hardywood.
Hardywood.
So Richmond's beer scene has exploded. Craft breweries, all that. Hardywood's like the original. And it's very, very cool that they're going to do it.
Yo, that's awesome. Hardywood is great.
So thank you very much to the good folks at Hardywood. Thank you very much to the good folks at Matchbox. I'm going to get some sleep between now and next Saturday. Next Saturday, I will be primed and ready to go.
This is going to be a fun night, guys.
All right. Here's the top first thing on my list. Alex Smith. I think he had one incompletion in team drills. In 11-on-11 drills, I think only one ball hit the ground. I'm not keeping
he's
exact
had that low pass over the middle.
Yeah. I'm not keeping exact stats.
Right.
But Alex Smith was dialed in. The offense looked good today almost for the first time.
Yeah, I mean, they seem to be in a certain sort of rhythm, I guess.
Yo, Jameson Crowder is going to pile up catches and yards. Like,
yeah,
for all the fantasy players out there,
you know, Crowder,
I don't know that he scores a lot of touchdowns, but he's going to get a lot of looks.
Crowder, he had an off year last year, you know, supposedly. Still led
still
the team
was the leading receiver, right.
Right, but if you take his last 9 games from last year and project them over a 16-game season, it's like 85 catches over 1,100 yards. So, you know,
why do you pick
he's
the last
capable.
9?
Because that's when he got healthy.
Okay.
That's when he seemed to shake those early season injuries.
Jay called him a quarterback's dream today.
Oh, in 7-on-7 red zone drills, which Alex, I mean, Alex just looked spectacular.
Yeah, like Alex looked great today.
He hit Paul Richardson with a dime toe tap, you know, over Monte Nicholson.
Oh, wow.
It was a perfect ball that nobody else could catch, but Paul Richardson. Richardson laid out for it. It was what Redskins fans can't wait to see on Sunday.
Yeah, dude, I feel bad because I feel like it was more crowded here yesterday. There was a big crowd of fans. Today was a little lighter. Today was by far their best practice.
Practice was awesome today.
Yeah, just back. I left a note in the practice blog that I was writing. I said, Alex Smith likes to go to Richards in the end zone. Just remember that in September.
Well, and the other guy I noticed Alex Smith going to, a lot, Vernon Davis.
So reliable.
Yeah.
Vernon was beating those linebackers like a drum today.
Is he just going to do this until he's 50?
We have a Ryan Kerrigan interview that's going to air here in a few minutes, and I asked Kerrigan about Vernon, which is, you know, that I'll let Kerrigan tell you. There's, how much body fat do you think Vernon Davis has? You know, that like body fat index?
3%.
Pete?
I don't know.
It's really good if you're at like 8%.
I know.
Okay.
That's why I went with
like
3.
5.
I go 4.
Well, Mitch got it. 3%.
Nailed it.
That's
absurd.
Ridiculous.
Kerrigan, you look at Kerrigan, he's
what's
all
Kerrigan
muscle,
at?
And he's at 9. What do you think I'm at?
26.
Like what's like normal dad bod body fat percentage?
I have no idea.
Body fat and beer
AJ,
fat
Google
added
that
together, you're
today,
probably
whatever
like 75.
It is today is not good.
Yeah.
All right. My next note. Are we moving on?
Yeah.
We can move on. Yeah.
It's time for a Josh Harvey Clemens discussion.
It's funny. Okay. We had running backs coach Randy Jordan mic'd up today.
Yep.
And they were doing the linebacker running back rushing the passer. And Byron Maxwell.
It's also Marshall.
Marshall,
it's also time for a Byron Marshall conversation.
Byron Marshall was blocking Josh Harvey Clemens, and he I don't remember who won or lost the battle, but he walked over and he was like, well, that guy is long. What am I supposed to do? He's over the line of scrimmage before they even hike the ball.
So real quick, AJ actually did some producing, Pete, take notes. And so normal for men – body fat is 18 to 22%. Overweight is 23 to 29%.
JP's definitely in the 30s.
All right, get the hell out of here, AJ.
Rich asked Gruden about Harvey Clemens today. Rich, you want to?
Yeah, he said, Gruden, he just said, because I kind of followed up, you know, how does a guy who's 230 pounds, which is like 20 to 30 pounds under the weight of a normal inside linebacker, like of Zach Brown and Foster and those guys, and he said, you know, he just has to, you know, use his leverage, really, use his length. And then, B, the important thing is, I think what could make Harvey Clemens an impact player is the defensive line. You know what? If the guards and center don't get to you in the first place, you don't have to worry about shedding them.
Yeah, Jay called him slippery.
Here's more important, what Jay didn't say, but the truth. They're not playing him in run situations. But
they could always run when he's in the game.
I understand that, but, like, he's not going to play in base. I think the plan for Harvey Clemens, and why I wanted to talk about this, what I saw today, he's going to be out there in nickel, and I think he's going to be out there instead of Zach Brown. And I think that's going to be jarring for a lot of fans.
Wow.
But when you see it consistently, it's starting to get interesting.
That is a nugget right there.
So who's calling the defense?
We're seeing it.
Who's
we're
calling
seeing
the defense?
It in 11-on-11.
Mace. Who's calling the defense?
Mace calls it.
Okay.
I think there's a chance, and I'm not saying he's there, but we also never really saw it. The role they wanted for Sua Cravens, I think there's a chance Harvey Clemens is kind of becoming that guy.
Is it possible that Brown's
quad
strain? You mean
like his rookie year?
I'm not talking Taylor.
Right.
Don't worry about it.
That nickel linebacker, which he did pretty well when he was on the field. Cravens, I mean.
Right.
Is it possible the quad strain is contributing to Harvey
Clemens? Yes, entirely possible. But he's also making plays, and coaches are noticing.
A play yesterday,
he was
Paul Richardson was down the field 40 yards away.
He was
Harvey
stride
Clemens
for stride with him.
Pass up.
Right. Yeah, and I'm not saying that he's passing Zach Brown on the depth chart. I still fully expect Zach to be the leading tackler on this football team. But I think there will be spots if you're in a third and 12. Uh-oh. What do you want to say now?
I was going to say,
he can't help himself.
Wasn't Zach Brown always considered really strong in pass coverage up till like last year? Wasn't that like something that he was kind of known for?
He wasn't considered bad at it.
He's fast. Right. I think that's fast. Yeah. You know, he maybe had some makeup speed. But yeah, you're right. But last year he was not good in pass coverage.
No more feeding the hungry dog, by the way. Yeah, AJ, dude. You're done.
AJ's thirsty.
Josh Harvey Clemens in the
so Pete's in charge now. Good job.
I'm producing.
In those running back linebacker drills, they send Capri Bibbs on a go route, and he kind of stutter stepped to the line and beat Clemens, who caught him from behind and punched the ball out and went running the other way, and the defense went nuts.
How is Randy mic'd up?
He's great, man. He's
Randy's a great dude.
He's a great dude, and he's such a good.
He's actually been on the pod.
I know.
I think, and he will never confirm this, I think he listens to the pod. So, hi, Randy.
He had a perfect wow. – he had a great combination of
nitty-gritty.
Coaching these guys up real hard, but also, like, being boys with them. Like, it's – in my mind, when I think of, like, the way that you have to be, the demeanor you have to have to be an NFL coach, it's exactly that, you know. He gets on them hard when they mess up and when he's teaching them, but – at the same time, in between drills and as they're talking, he's their boy. He's a regular guy. He gets along.
Did he talk at all, like, when I used to play or I could make that cut, any of that stuff? Because Chris Thompson said he does. Chris said he loves to remind us how fast he used to be.
He was running fullback. He was running as a fullback in some of the running back drills, that getting the guys to come off his hip, you know, as they're trying to hit a hole or whatever. And all he was like, man, I'm old. My ankle hurts. I'm old. I can't do this anymore.
Is that Randy Jordan or JP saying that?
Ankle's held up through 4 days of practice.
Except for the one day of popping.
Yeah, well, it just pops every once in a while.
But, yeah, it was cool. I think you guys are going to love when
all that stuff will be coming.
We're probably going to shoot this for Tuesday. I'm guessing you're going to love his interactions with Geis and Chris Thompson and Rob Kelly. And it's just – it's cool to see, man. It was really neat.
Cool. Have we covered JHC or anything else to say there?
No, I think we're good.
Okay, so the other conversation then is Byron Marshall. And what I noticed today, the offense looks different with Alex Smith at quarterback. It's impossible not to notice. And they're running – there's just a ton more movement. And they ran true option, no RPO. Jeez, my voice.
God.
True option. Just Alex Smith running an option. They did it twice. Both times was with Byron Marshall on the field. Now, I think it's important to note.
Oh, was that in the red zone down there?
Yeah, they did it twice. It's important to note Chris Thompson would be getting those snaps, I believe. Chris Thompson would be getting those reps in those situations. Chris Thompson's not doing team drills. You heard him on the podcast yesterday. He's still working his way back from the broken leg. However.
However,
Byron Marshall's not getting those snaps on accident. I think we're getting close to time, or hell, maybe it's time, to reassess the running back depth chart.
I cannot decide between Pirine and Kelly who they would let go. I go back and forth on every day.
The only reason they would keep Pirine at this point is because he's a draft pick.
Yeah, right.
And Kelly is.
Yeah, I think so.
Kelly has been better.
I actually wrote about this the other day in my need to know. From a couple of days ago, and it's like it's two separate competitions going on. Yeah, it's fun.
Tried some.
Obviously, you've got Geis and Thompson.
I've been writing every day.
I understand.
And then you hit your. It's two competitions. It's Kelly versus Pirine to back up Geis, and then it's Marshall versus Capri Bibbs to back up Thompson.
We talked about it a little yesterday, but it could easily come down to who's going to be the better guy contributing on special teams. We saw both 20 and 32 out there doing the special teams bits.
But,
so.
And that does matter, but remember, the fourth running back, which would probably be the Bibbs / Marshall, is going to be inactive
right,
most
right.
of the time. So it's really important for Pirine / Kelly, who would probably be the active guy, to do well on special teams.
Right.
Who's your horse in the race, Pirine versus Kelly?
I think it's Kelly. Kelly is outperforming.
He's better.
Yeah,
he's been better.
Yeah, and Jay said he's tried his best to establish a meritocracy here where they choose the guy who's playing best, not based on anything else. And if that's true, then it probably has to be Kelly.
How about this conversation, though? This is the best running back group that this team has had in a long time.
No,
could be.
At the same time, nobody's getting tackled on the field. They're not allowed to tackle.
That's true. But they look good.
Yeah, well, having Geis, having an elite, an arguably elite talent, changes the look of the room. It's like when I'm arguably on the podcast, or if I miss one, it's a different podcast.
Yeah, we're better when you're there. You just lead us. Am I off probation yet?
I don't know.
Okay.
But that will not help you get off probation.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
That was shameless. You might get muted for that.
No. Jeez. One chance. One strike.
My next note. God, my voice is a train wreck. My next note is a Mitch special. You know who's making plays out there today? Kenny Ladler.
Oh.
39. He laid out some running back. I don't even know who it was.
Ladler.
The cool thing about today was
the players were getting hyped.
Yeah, the third stringers were tackling. It was real football.
They just openly tackled.
Yeah, so he was doing a lot of that today.
Yeah, and all.
Oh, my God.
All the, like, the other, like, DJ.
Zach Brown and Monte were.
For Ladler. They're like, okay, lad. Okay, lad.
I wish I could say the things that they were saying. Just so many F-bombs, so many.
The Kenny Ladler hype train is real. Don't forget that Mitch is the engineer. Choo-choo.
That. Don't ever do that again.
Again, I don't know. You know, do you think they would let
Fish
the Shazier Everett go? Well, I don't know if they go with four safeties.
I don't. I think
which
Everett's
is the standard
a lot.
I'm a Shaze fan.
So am I. Apke, they're not going
to
cut.
Well, let's talk about this then. Apke, you predicted to be kind of a star in camp because of the speed.
Right.
I haven't seen a heck of a lot.
No, I haven't.
Troy
I'm not either. The speed has not been on display.
No,
nothing's really
been on. We'll see. It's early, but yeah. No, I agree.
We've given him, we've properly reported how the generally poor performance from Jerron Christian. Speaking of the rookies, he looked all right today. He was keeping guys in front of him today. So,
well, that's what camp's all about.
Right.
You make mistakes and you learn from them.
Pete Robertson's making this roster. Everybody ready to apologize to me now?
No.
I have a bone to
Mitch
pick.
Mitch is salty with you.
You have a bone to pick.
Yeah.
I kind of am on Mitch's
let's
side
pick
here.
All right. Well, as you guys will hear later in the podcast with JP's interview with Ryan Kerrigan.
Oh, I called Mitch out on air and pointed at him off air.
Yeah,
you also said to an NFL player that I thought that another NFL player wasn't going to make the team. Which is, A, not true, and B...
it is true, and B, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, you kind of rolled the 18-wheeler over and then backed it right back over me.
I didn't back it. I did it once.
No, the pointing was the 18-wheeler over, and then the saying of it to Ryan Kerrigan was the backing up.
Drake,
and for the record,
here.
I didn't say that he wasn't going to make the team.
You just passed the entrance.
Come to the other side. Andre Jones, DC media legend. Let's do one thing featuring Andre. Taylor, you start. One thing.
The wide receiver, Maurice Harris. He made a catch in the end zone. Went up. You talk about the Richard. Now, this was just in the one-on-one coverage. It wasn't in full drills. Like, did you mention it, the Richardson catch?
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is just in one-on-one coverage drills. But he went up, way up in the air. Caught the pass kind of in the far corner of the end zone on the right side. Went down to the ground. His helmet came off. He hit the ground so hard.
Yeah.
And he held onto the ball.
So this one thing is now just Taylor giving us a daily Maurice Harris update.
Did you do Mo Harris yesterday,
too?
Well,
I talked about Harris versus Davis, but yeah,
Preston Smith won, Mo Harris, too.
Yeah.
All right.
You got to have one guy on offense, one on defense.
Pete, you're up.
So – going off the Alex Smith mobility thing, the biggest crowd cheer today was when Smith broke through for that, like, 40-yard scramble.
Weird.
And Mitch informed me that this was during a blitz period, so offense kind of knew that the defense was blitzing. But Smith kind of jabbed a couple steps right, and a huge hole opened up, and he ran 40 yards.
That was a busted play.
Straight to the end zone.
It certainly wasn't a called draw.
Right. You're not running your $70 million quarterback up the middle of an NFL defense.
But, you know, what was more impressive was the next play. He escaped clean for like a 5-6 yard gain, but like those are the plays that are game changing for you.
The offense is, you're really starting to see it. It looks different every day.
Yeah.
And the amount of like reverse action.
I love Paul Richardson on a reverse.
It's constant.
Yeah.
So what was your one thing, Alex?
Alex being mobile, and I just like watching him run 40 yards in the end zone, and Morgan Moses coming over to celebrate it with him. It was good mouth breather stuff.
Mitchell,
My one thing was it was so cool to me to see. Darius Geis, after every in the 11-on-11 drills, it was real cool to see every time a blitz happened or a play happened, he turns around, he walks straight back to the coaches, and he's with them in their note sheets, pointing, and they're discussing, you know, what went right, what went wrong. And it's just, it's so cool to see a guy who's that dedicated to, you know, each and every play, each and every rep that he gets. He makes the most of it, and then afterwards makes the most of the other guys' reps. It was pretty impressive to see.
My one thing is going to be Jordan Reed. He's still not doing a heck of a lot. We haven't seen him in full team drills at all, I don't think, in 11-on-11s, have we? He's doing some 7-on-7. No. He's doing some individual work. But just the athleticism of that guy. So there's two fields at camp. Most of the work is done on kind of the left field, and the right field is where players work with trainers, kind of do their own thing. I'm watching O-line, D-line drills, and I just happen to, like, kind of look up. Jay Reed's on the other field running down, like running at three-quarter speed. Nothing crazy, but just makes the most ridiculous one-handed catch behind his head so casual. Just like me and Mitch throwing me throwing the remote to Mitch casual. Just one-handed behind his head, effortless. And it was just so damn cool, yeah. And it's just that reminder what that guy can be for the offense.
This isn't surprising, but when you watch him do the tight end drills versus everybody else, Vernon's close, but the other guys, it looks like they're playing two different sports.
Totally.
His feet are just incredible.
So quick.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go to Kerrigan, but real quick, Dre, one thing from practice today that stood out.
The energy. Yeah, it was good to be down here. A lot of energy. The guys look good. I mean, I didn't see a lot, but I was watching Alex Smith. It was good to see Reed out there, Trent. So, yeah, it was, the energy looked good.
You're right. Today was by far the best practice, I think.
Yep.
Can we talk about how Andre came on for 15 seconds and was better than Pete's been all day?
Yeah. All year.
I mean, hell.
JP's just finding replacements for
Pete,
me.
Pete, take notes.
Yeah, the kid from yesterday is a star.
Uh-huh.
All right, go.
This is Joshua. You're listening to Redskins talk, bro.
We're going to go to Kerrigan. Mitch, what do you think about a bonus pod?
Yo, I like bonus pods.
Pete, what say you?
I like bonus pods that involve Trey Quinn talking about Fortnite.
Kid doesn't know how to tease anything.
Like literally nothing.
That's a tease right there.
Tandler, what about you?
Yeah, I'm up for it.
So what'd you do for the bonus pod?
I had a little chat with Monte Nicholson.
So here's the thing. We said we're only going to do a podcast every day. There's practice. There's no practice on Monday. We're still giving you a podcast.
You're welcome.
Bonus podcast. You're welcome. We'll see you at Matchbox. Here comes Ryan Kerrigan.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field, too, when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
For months now, I've been yelling that the NFL Network Top 100 list is completely wrong to not have you on it. What's your reaction? Am I right?
I don't think you're wrong, but it'd be a nice honor if I was, but it really is kind of an inconsequential thing. I mean, and even if you look at some of the guys that are on it, like Lane Johnson, he was arguably the best player on the Super Bowl winning team. He was ranked number 95 on that list. It's like, how does arguably one of, if not the best players on the best team in the league, you know, get ranked that low? So it's like he was an easy top 50 player, at least in my opinion, probably most players around the league's opinion, which is kind of weird how he, you know, got 95. But like things like that make me realize, like, okay, like not something to get upset about.
I've asked you this before, and to that point,
you always handle this diplomatically, and hopefully you won't right now. Do you get the respect you deserve nationally?
It's tough for me to say because, like, I really feel like the respect and love that I get from Washington so much that, like, I don't really that the national stuff doesn't really come to mind as much. I mean, at times, I mean, I guess because it's this narrative has kind of, you know, picked up a lot of steam, I feel like, in recent months, so it has.
Well, I keep tweeting about it.
Well, thank you for keeping it going. But it's picked up a lot of, you know, momentum in recent months. So that's made me think about it a little more. But I mean, ultimately, it's whatever. I got a job to do, and whether people are talking about me or not, I got to go out and make plays.
Do you think if you did a 15 sack season, or if your sack totals popped a little bit more, that would change it?
Probably. I mean, sure. Yeah. If I went out there and, you know, got, you know, 20 sacks or so, I'm sure. Yeah, I would like to think that, you know, that this, I'd get talked about a little more. And maybe I need to, you know, be more out there on social media and, you know, kind of self promote a little bit more.
You start selling T-shirts.
Yeah, maybe that's the answer. You know, I'm gonna start a T-shirt company, and that's gonna be, and it's really the only focus is gonna be to promote me, and only me, and all that is me. I think that's the answer.
I think that's the answer. And if you need me to get in on it with you, I'd be happy to not give you any money, but be an investor so I could reap some benefits.
Okay, well, that doesn't make
a
lot of
sense.
That doesn't make a lot of sense.
But I'll tweet about it.
But it's not a no.
All right, not a hard no. I'll take that. I wrote 10 questions coming into camp. One of my questions was depth at outside linebacker. Last year, before Trent Murphy got hurt, you guys had strong depth with Junior, Trent Murphy, you, Preston. Ryan Anderson didn't give you a lot as a rookie. He's hurt now. You are Mr. Durability. You play every game. You've played every game of your NFL career, which is remarkable. Preston has played every game of his NFL career. Pernell McPhee, free agent addition, has dealt with injuries, and then you got Ryan Anderson. Is there enough depth at outside linebacker?
I think we got a really, really strong room, and I just watching Pernell work early in camp. I mean,
he's way bigger than I thought.
He's a really big dude, but also, you know, he's so savvy pass rushing wise that he really adds a different kind of pass rushing element to our room. And Ryan Anderson,
What is the different element?
You know, I'd say like Preston and I are guys that, you know, get off the ball, fast, powerful, explosive, and whatnot, and are trying to, you know, make plays on the edge. Whereas, you know, Pernell can kind of shift around a little more. You know, can Euro step a little bit and make plays that way. Kind of keeps an offensive tackle on their toes when they're heels when they're dealing with, you know, different kinds of rushers. And then Ryan Anderson, he had a really good off season. He dropped some weight. You know, looks really explosive, looks really fast. Unfortunately, you know, got a little injury the other day. But I don't think that's anything that's going to, you know, keep him out for long. And he'll get back practicing and, you know, be able to, and, you know, get back to work. And then Pete Robertson's also a guy that's he's really come along. I mean, watching that guy from the start of last training camp when he was an inside backer and then come to where he is now, it's like, man, that guy's, he's a playmaker. So I feel like we got a lot of depth in that room.
So I pointed at Mitch, who you know, because I said 2 weeks ago that I think Pete Robertson makes the roster, and Mitch laughed at me. Do you think Pete Robertson makes the roster? The 53?
I'm not going to talk about, you know, making the roster now, but I think he's a hell of a player. I mean, you watch that guy, and he's so intense. I mean, you need an intense guy like him around. I mean, he's out there, you know, he's hitting on every single play. He's, you know, making moves on offensive linemen. He's a hell of a player.
Does the team lack true speed off the edge?
I don't think so. I mean, I feel like we got some really good edge rushers. I mean, Preston's been a, you know, productive player his whole career. We got, you know, Pernell's coming here, and he's had some productive seasons as well. And, you know, Ryan Anderson, he has that potential, and I think he's ready to unleash it this year.
Can we talk about Greg Minuski a little bit? I heard he's riding a scooter around Richmond. Can you confirm that?
Oh yeah, I remember I walked in the hotel on the first day, and I see the little green scooter there. I'm like, "Whose is this?" And
like a Vespa or like a kick push
like
scooter?
Like a Vespa type thing. And but it has pedals though. So like he's like, "Oh yeah," he'll ride along the guys that are riding bicycles to camp, and he'll act like he's, you know, pedaling. He'll pedal the little pedals when he's actually revving his engine. So it's I haven't actually seen him ride it, but I can imagine it's a sight.
The players don't get to ride the bikes, just the coaches?
I mean, we could, but I mean, it's pretty hilly from the hotel to here.
Right. Yeah. So you're not a bike rider?
I am in the off season. It's a, you know, good way to, you know, get a little extra cardio in, riding on the WOND trail there in Northern Virginia. But Yeah, not to training camp. Need to save all I can.
The team invested a lot on the defensive line. Daron Payne, Tim Settle. You can't just say, oh, we got these guys, we're going to be better. How are you going to be better against the run this season?
I mean, it starts with knowing what you're doing. And because if you don't know what to do, you can't play fast, you can't play effectively, and you're really hanging a lot of other guys out to dry. So that's what everyone's got to do first, is learn what to do. And that's, you know, investing in the film room, investing in the playbook. And that's what I've seen from Payne and Settle so far. I mean, they seem to know what they're doing. They seem to be taking Coach Tom Sula's coaching really well. And they're so naturally skilled. I mean, for a guy as big as Settle is to move
he's
the
athletic,
way he is,
right.
Yeah, it's insane to see. So, I mean, you put that with, you know, some good coaching technique, which Tom Sula's given him, and you know, just some savvy of knowing what to do. You've got the potential to be, you know, good players.
Does it bother you how the team performed against the run? The numbers are the numbers. It was dead last against the run in the NFL.
Yeah, it's pretty embarrassing. That's like the only real word I can think of. It's kind of embarrassing. I mean, it's kind of a test of your manhood, almost, like, you know, stopping the run, because it's mano a mano. It's, you know, you whipping a blocker and making a tackle, and we didn't do that very well last season, clearly. So that's something we got to be a lot better at, clearly, because, I mean, if we were pretty good at generating a pass rush last year, but if you can't stop the run, it doesn't really matter.
Will it be different?
Yeah, I mean, it should be. I mean, I think we've done well so far in camp, but we just got to, you know, continue to build, continue to, you know, just learn, continue to, you know, take what you were learning in our individual drills from our coaches and applying it to the, you know, live situations.
Who's your favorite quarterback to hit?
The one that's across the line of scrimmage. I don't care what quarterback's across there. They all count the same. They all, you know, it all generates the same kind of excitement when you get the quarterback down.
You prefer forcing fumbles or getting interceptions?
I'd like to say forcing fumbles, just because I have more of those than I do interceptions. But getting an interception, big guys aren't really supposed to get them. Even though I'm technically I'm a backer, you know, still big guys getting an interception, that's a cool thing. Probably interceptions.
All right. Let's do a little word association. I'm gonna say somebody's name, and you say whatever comes into your head.
Okay.
We'll start at the top. Jay Gruden.
Head coach, golf extraordinaire.
He clowned you about golf the other day. Did you hear it?
I know. You know what? The funny thing is, though, we are in that group we had. I was the one that was scoring for our team for probably the first
you chipped
eight
in,
holes.
Didn't you?
Yeah, I chipped in for a birdie, which with my handicap is an eagle. So
right.
I got us two strokes there. I got another birdie like in like a couple holes after that. I mean, I was carrying the team for a while. So he can joke all he wants, but let's not forget.
Let him know. The opposite, the yin to your yang, Preston Smith.
Word association. Breakout.
This a year?
Yeah, we all got high hopes for Preston. I know he's got high hopes for himself, and you've seen glimpses and moments of it in the past, and, you know, and when he puts this whole thing together, he's gonna be a nightmare for opposing offenses.
Well, and Preston's about to get paid. He's going into a contract year. You've been in that situation, you got a deal done. How much is that on his mind?
I mean, he hasn't really, you know, made it known that it's on his mind. So that's a good thing. He's out here just focusing on getting better. His situation's a little bit different than mine, because I was, you know, we got my extension done when I still had 1 year left on
right.
my deal.
You were the first round pick, so they're allowed to.
So,
right.
Yeah. And so, but, you know, he's just focused on playing ball. And, I mean, that's where you got to be, because if you're thinking about, you know, if you're going out there thinking, okay, if I get this, then that just means more money, and you're just putting too much unnecessary pressure and stress on yourself. So he's got the right mind frame going into camp.
He just walked by Darius Geis.
Balance, man. Just watching him even early in camp, some of the like cuts he makes, you're thinking, okay, he's falling down, and then he put his hand down or just, you know, bend his legs in a weird way, and he'll still be running. It's insane to see. And he had a couple plays like that in OTAs as well that really were like, okay, this guy has got some juice.
Let's go back to the defense. Josh Norman.
intensity, man. That's one of the most intense dudes I've ever been around. I mean, he's all business all the time in the meeting room and out in the field. That guy's he's an intense dude.
Do you know that he didn't have any interceptions last year? Did you know that?
I mean, not off the top of my head, I guess, no.
Does that matter?
I mean, I'm sure he probably would have liked some, but I mean,
I asked him, and he said he's a complete corner. He does lots of other things. Don't define me by interceptions, and I think that's important.
I think that's important, too, because he's really good in the run game and, you know, getting the ball out.
There's I wrote about this. For what he does, that level of cornerback he's on, not a lot of those guys mix it up in the run.
Yeah, exactly. And for him to do that, you got a 240-pound running back barreling down on you with a full head of steam. It takes a lot to, you know, stand in there and make a tackle or, you know, try to strip the ball, which he's really good at with that punch. It's impressive to see. But he's, like you said, he's a complete cornerback, and he does it all for us.
This can be the last one. Vernon Davis.
Freaking Greek god. I mean, I don't know how, like – So in the offseason program, we were doing body comps and whatnot, and he was like, he's 34 years old at the time, I think, 247 pounds, 3% body fat. Like, are you kidding me? Like,
What's yours?
I'm like 9. And so, like,
you look pretty good.
Well, thank you. And like, I was actually pretty happy with that. And then Vernon's like, oh yeah, I'm 3, and he's just so nonchalant about it. He's like, oh hey, really, am I? It's like dude, you know you're athletic, like it's but he's like,
he still has the wheels too.
Oh, I know, it's not fun when for us outside backers whenever we're matched up on him and he's hitting that vertical route. It's a tough sledding for us.
I lied one more because I thought of it because of the speed. Josh Harvey Clemens.
Intriguing
is a great word.
Because he's got the length
and he's playing a lot. He's out there a lot.
Yeah, and he's hitting. And for, you know, for a guy that used to play safety to, you know, to move down the linebacker and be able to play, you know, in the box like that, I can't imagine that's a very easy thing to do. So it's exciting to watch him, you know, kind of transform not only his body but just that mentality.
Is he big enough though?
I mean, I'm sure he's tall. He's got a lot of frame to fill out. But I mean, one of his assets is his speed, and so you don't want him to get too big and lose any of that.
What's your favorite podcast?
Pardon my take.
Dude, you're supposed to say mine and then pardon my take.
Well, I thought you said second favorite.
Oh, there it is. There it is. All right, last one. Pardon My Take is also my favorite podcast, so it's fine. This is your chance. You tell Redskins fans whatever you want to tell them.
Skins fans, I know last year was disappointing. We were all disappointed, especially in how we played defensively against the run. It's not going to be like that this year. We're going to be a lot better. We're going to give you something to be happy about and make it a fun 2018.
And you said 20 sacks? That's your plan?
Well, that'd be lovely. I mean, I just want to – however many
– You said it. You're going to get 20 sacks. You said that, right?
Right. Yeah, it's unrecognized. However, I always say however many times they throw the ball, however many times quarterback drops back. So if that's like, you know, 500 times throughout a season, then there we go.
There you go. Brian Kerrigan, thank you very much.
Thanks, man.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.